is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden's campaign aides are shooting down any thought that he will or should withdraw from the race after what they acknowledge was a disappointing debate performance. CBS's Bradley Blackburn was on the campaign trail with the president in North Carolina.
In North Carolina Friday, President Biden sounded less hoarse and appeared more energetic than he did during Thursday night's presidential debate.
I know I'm not a young man.
His performance on stage against former President Donald Trump raised questions among many Democrats about Biden's age and fitness.
I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
The Supreme Court has limited the scope of a legal statute used to prosecute hundreds of people involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol, including former President Donald Trump. The ruling says that in order to charge someone with obstructing an official proceeding, a defendant must have tampered with official documents.
You got about 350 people total who faced this charge, but most of them, nearly all of them, faced other felonies too. It's unlikely they're going to try to reopen plea negotiations or reopen sentencing hearings because it's possible they get a worse deal than they got originally if they try to reopen with the Department of Justice, which now has more success stories, more convictions, and potentially an equal amount of leverage.
CBS's Scott McFarlane in Washington. There was a deadly crash at a Deer Park, Long Island strip mall nail salon, as CBS New York's Carolyn Gusoff reports.
We now know that four people inside that nail salon were killed. Nine people were injured, including the driver of a van, an out-of-control van, who witnesses are now telling us they saw speeding out of this parking lot, apparently trying to beat that light.
A state of emergency has been declared in Washington County, Minnesota, east of the Twin Cities. More from CBS News Minnesota's Reg Chapman.
The sound of pumping and running water fills the area along the St. Croix River in downtown Stillwater. Onlookers are stopped by barricades and sandbags that not only keep them safe, but hopefully keep the water from flooding area businesses.
It wasn't like this yesterday.
Charlie Rouse Jr. has spent the past several weeks watching the river rise. Seeing water cover benches, parking lots, and the gazebo along the river is a big concern. He works for the St. Croix Valley Opera.
So I'm here to review the location to see if we'll be able to perform.
Opera on the River is an annual July event in Stillwater. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
Bird flu continues to spread in Australia, as Scott Maiman reports.
The outbreak of bird flu H7N8 strain has led to chickens being destroyed at a variety of properties.
There's no risk to human safety from either chicken meat or eggs.
Farmers Federation spokesman Xavier Martin, he says while chickens are being culled,
there's still plenty of supply.
Australian supermarkets have limited the number of eggs that can be purchased, but overall, he says there's still plenty to go around.
So there's no need to panic buy.
Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
The Biden administration is asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit brought by anti-smoking groups. They demand it end nearly after a year of delay, and they want a ban on menthol cigarettes, which are used disproportionately, they say, by black people and younger people. The FDA says the delay is reasonable because they have yet to determine that a ban is, quote, appropriate to protect public health. Michael Toscano, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. A little rain lingering tomorrow morning, then clearing and warm for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 70. It's 69 degrees right now.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N. WRJN.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life will be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon.
I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Let's go.
the line.
Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
You're low inside now,
wait a minute. Hey, my baby, does the hanky pain?
Oh, if you
bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
W-R-J-N. So kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Democrats are dealing with the aftermath of President Biden's performance in the Thursday night debate amid calls for him to step out of the race. CBS's Robert Costa has been hearing from them.
I've been talking to people close to the president, and they say this is someone who has been on the public stage for more than a half century. Elected to the Senate in 1972 in the wake of a personal tragedy, he